fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Well, good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. As the weather continues to warm up and we get deeper into the festive season, the amount of alcohol we drink tends to increase. Alcohol is the most widely used drug in Australia and can cause many short and long-term health issues. With us today, we've got James Stevens-Cutler from the Alcohol Think Again campaign team to talk to us about some of the health problems associated with drinking alcohol. Welcome, James.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Not a problem.
Tell us about Alcohol Think Again's current digital campaign.
Yeah, so audience members may be familiar with it. It's actually an older campaign that first started running in 2010. It's called Spread. This is the first time it's only run digitally. So in the past, it's kind of tended to run across all major media channels, TV, radio, outdoor, you name it. But we've just gone with smaller scale this time around. The campaign revolves around increasing people's awareness and understanding that alcohol is a cause of cancer. And the kind of imagery that you see is a wine glass falling over and kind of mimicking that spreading of alcohol throughout the body and kind of how it causes cancer internally after it's used. So we know that, you know, people are very well aware that cigarettes cause cancer. Not as aware people are that alcohol is a carcinogen. You know, it's starting to become quite widespread, that knowledge throughout the community. But we'd like to see it, you know, increased further and further until everyone's got a clear understanding that alcohol can cause cancer.
I think the first thought would probably often be either brain or heart damage from alcohol.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, it's again, it's a little bit like smoking. They both can cause cancer and they both have negative effects on the heart as well. And yes, we do know that people are aware that there is that alcohol is linked to heart disease as well as cancer. Yeah.
Speaking of awareness, I think if we asked a lot of people, we might have a lot of different answers, but what is a standard drink of alcohol?
Yeah, so this is that's a really good question. We need to increase the understanding of this little metric as well. So what it means is a standard drink of alcohol specifically is 10 grams of alcohol. That's quite hard to conceptualize.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, we think about liquids in milliliters for a start. So that's a difficult point right there. But actually, an easy way to think of it is a 40% shot of, you know, any of your liquors that people like to shot in bars. So a 40% alcohol shot of any of those kind of hard substances. But other good examples are like a 285 ml midi of full strength beer, a 375 ml can of mid strength beer, a 100 ml glass of red wine. And this is where it does get a bit complicated, doesn't it? So we're talking about standard drinks, but you know, there's a number of different vessel sizes. There's obviously different percentages of alcohol in each of these drinks. So it does get quite complicated. And then, you know, you've got pints again. And a pint is, you know, like myself and a lot of my friends drinking pints often when they're at licensed venues. And that's going to have at least 2 standard drinks, possibly more. The guidelines state that these are kind of new updated guidelines, Australian alcohol guidelines over the last 2 or 3 years, that healthy adults should be trying to drink no more than 4 standard drinks on one occasion and no more than 10 standard drinks over the course of a week. So it's kind of a double-barreled guideline there. But if you're drinking a pint in one night or 2 pints in a night, you've kind of hit that.
You've covered it.
You've hit that limit for your one occasion on that day. But yeah, it is important for people to try and, you know, while it is difficult to understand when they're drinking, what their, you know, how many standard drinks are in their most commonly drunk type of alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah. It's worth doing a little research to put your mind at ease.
Definitely.
Information is power.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of studies that appear on social media that suggest that low-level alcohol use may actually be healthy. Does alcohol actually have any health benefits?
So the short answer is no, it doesn't. Probably
it's a poison, right?
Yes, it's a poison. It's a toxin. You know, it's a poison as it enters your body, and then actually the liver converts it into another poison called acetaldehyde. So it's kind of, again, it's that double-barreled thing where it's already a toxin, a poison as it enters, and then subsequent to that, the body converts it into a different poison again. So, you know, any area inside the body that is exposed to alcohol is not a good thing. You know, decades ago, initial research into the health effects of alcohol did kind of display or lend us to think that, lead us to think that there might be protective effects for, in particular, the heart. But, you know, since the years have gone by, more and more research has kind of led us to understood that that's not the case. Alcohol, in fact, damages the heart. The National Heart Foundation does not recommend alcohol as a treatment or prevention mechanism for heart disease. And the opposite is the case, basically, that it does increase your likelihood of heart damage and stroke, etc. Yeah.
So can we assume that the, you know, a glass of red wine and dark chocolate is good for you is
it's false.
Yeah, it's marketing
spin.
From those who make it.
Exactly. And I like to think of, you know, if you, alcohol is a legal product, you're welcome to drink it. And if you are drinking it, drink it because you like the taste. Drink it for those reasons. Don't drink it for health reasons. Mm. Because if you're drinking it for health reasons, you are kidding yourself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm chatting with James Stevens Cutler, Senior Program Officer, Public Education and Health Promotions Programs. There's a lot going on there at the Mental Health Commission. You know all about the Alcohol Think Again campaign. Sometimes I think it could just be Alcohol Think.
Yeah.
But think again. Find out how much a standard drink is. Don't be fooled that you're doing yourself any particular health favours. It might break a... It might be a social lubricant, but it is not good for your body. How can we work on that over Christmas when the expectation in our community is have a beer or what's wrong with you?
So we know that roughly 4 in 5 people, Western Australia aligns with the rest of the country, roughly 80% of people are drinking alcohol. They're drinking it at different levels or frequencies.
From what age? Can you tell me, James?
That's adult data. That's data of people aged 18 and over. But interestingly, we know that while the media perception of young people is that they're going out and getting blotto every weekend, actually the number of people that are drinking that are less than 18 years of age has dropped off significantly. Yep. Mm-hmm. So there is a small proportion of under 18s that are drinking to extreme levels, but the vast majority of under 18s are drinking it at, well, they're not drinking. Mm-hmm. In terms of the Christmas season, yes, so, you know, people that may not drink much throughout the year are going to be exposed to more opportunities to drink. And, you know, each to their own. Everyone can find their own way to kind of drink less and avoid alcohol in, you know, not necessarily every time, but to try and reduce your consumption, avoiding it when you can. Certainly, there's a number of non-alcoholic products available now, and these are non-alcoholic products that are tending to mimic the taste of alcoholic drinks. I went out last night to watch the soccer, for instance, and I was able to, at a licensed venue, buy a very low or non-alcoholic beer product, and you can buy... You know, all bottle shops stock that now. Most licensed venues do. You know, if you're holding a party at your place, try and provide some non-alcoholic drinks, and that might be that you might provide a non-alcoholic wine as well as like juice or what have you.
Or a cup of tea.
A cup of tea, always good. Cup of coffee, yeah. People decaf at night, whatever. Yep. Another one, people might tend to buy in bulk, so... certainly you think, oh, if I buy a carton, that's going to save me money in the long run. But actually, if you've got beer lying around the house, you're just drinking a few beers at a time. And if you've got a carton lying around, you're more likely to go and reach for a beer. So not only are you going to be drinking more in the long run, but you might actually find that you're spending more, because absolutely a carton is more than a six pack. And if you're just buying a six pack, you know, every now and then, that's going to go.
You're drinking a six-pack every now and
then.
Well,
yeah, but then you're not going to have the... If that, once that's gone, you have to go out and get another one, whereas a carton's already in your house. And that's, you know, you could say the same thing with buying wine. Maybe try and don't buy in bulk, is what I'm saying. Just buy it when you absolutely need it. But there's a number of different ways people just need to find their own route to trying to drink less, basically.
It's an interesting time for a lot of folk, and there is a great deal of pressure on us as a society to cheers.
Yes.
To find out more, where shall we go?
Yep. So Alcohol Think Again is the campaign name. It's also the website URL name, alcoholthinkagain.com.au, alcoholthinkagain.com.au. A couple of really useful tools on our website. In particular, we're just talking about how to know more about your standard drink, or, you know, how many standard drinks are in the particular drink that you usually drink. There's a digital pour function, so you can kind of pick your vessel size and your type of beverage and pour out your drink, and it tells you how many standard drinks are in there. And there's also a couple
of very handy,
quite an interactive tool. And there's also a couple of risk tools, so you can kind of take 2 or 3 minutes to find out where you sit in alcohol risk amongst the rest of the population. Yeah.
So the recommendation is no more than 2 standard drinks a day.
So it's actually four standard.
I was thinking of your pints,
yes,
James.
Yes. And also that's confusing because the guidelines did change, and it used to be 2 a day. The thing was that it didn't have that weekly additional weekly measurement. So it's now 4 on any one occasion and 10 over the course of the week. So you don't you don't want to be having 3 occasions during the week where you're drinking four standard drinks, because then you're going to be over that 10 mark. It's a little bit confusing. You can read up more about it on the alcoholthinkagain.com.au website. But yeah, 4 on any one occasion and 10 over the course of a week. That's the limits.
Space it out. Don't hassle your friends. Enjoy a decaf latte after hours if you want to. But if you have a drink, enjoy and be safe. James, thanks so much for coming into RTR today.
Thanks very much for having me, Danae.